This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Retired teachers, bus drivers, and other former school staffers can return to work in rural schools without harming their pensions. CPR's Jenny Brandine reports on bills recently signed by the governor.
Both bills make it easier for retired teachers to re-enter the classroom. One bill makes permanent a program that was set to expire next year. It allows retirees to work full-time without reducing their retirement benefits. The legislation was expanded to include nurses and classroom aides. Right now, those with para-retirement benefits are limited to 110 days of work a year. The bill lifts that limit until 2025. The bills aim to help rural school districts struggling with a critical shortage of teachers. Jenny Brandine, CPR News.
A backcountry skier died Saturday after being caught in an avalanche near Steamboat Springs. The Colorado Avalanche Information Center says the skier wasn't buried but succumbed to injuries before rescue crews could get to him. A friend who was skiing with him survived. Avalanche danger is rated considerable for Front Range Mountains right now. And a man convicted of planting a bomb at the Nederland police station in 2016 has had his 27-year sentence reduced to time served. David Ansbury pleaded guilty to using a weapon of mass destruction while avenging a friend who was killed by a Nederland police officer. An appeals judge ruled the bombing attempt did not qualify as an act of terrorism, and the original sentence was illegal. This is CPR.